Representative Thomas Massey, Nancy Pelosi should allow remote vote on coronavirus stimulus. By Dr. Susan Berry on April 9, 2020. Kentucky Representative Thomas Massey, R., said Wednesday House Speaker Nancy Pelosi should allow a remote vote on the next coronavirus relief measure in order to prevent his call for lawmakers to return to Washington for a possible vote Friday. Massey spoke with Fox Business News' Your World host Neil Cavuto about the next emergency relief bill that would provide at least $250 billion more in additional small business assistance. What do you call a loan program when you expect 100% of the recipients to default? Massey asked Cavuto. The Kentucky Libertarian acknowledged in March he caught a little heat from both President Donald Trump and his Republican colleagues when Congress passed the $2 trillion coronavirus relief measure. Massey held to the fact that the Constitution requires at least half the congressmen to vote on it, and explained his position on the prior relief bill on Twitter. Massey continued his discussion with Cavuto. But with the new discussion of this next bill, once again, they are recommending that just let Nancy Pelosi pass it on her own, that we can all stay home. I'm saying that's not going to fly. It doesn't fly with the Constitution. Doesn't fly with accountability to the taxpayers. The congressman said he is recommending that Pelosi enable remote voting. As for the measure itself, Massey said as long as the government is giving away free money, there's going to be no lack of demand for that. What the government needs to do is allow people to go back to work. I'm against the bill, but the main thing that I'm against is letting Nancy Pelosi do it in the House on her own without members being accountable. The Constitution requires at least half of them vote on this. So, let's enable remote voting. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, is pushing for the additional small business funding, considered a paycheck protection measure, to be passed with unanimous consent. On Thursday, however, Senate Democrats blocked the effort, seeking add-ons to the bill.